In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 19, who can discern his errors? Declare me innocent from hidden faults. And portions of 1 Corinthians, where is the wise one? Where is the scribe? Where is the scholar? Where is the debater of this age? For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom. It is due to God that you are in Christ Jesus, who became wisdom from God. Whoever boasts should boast in the Lord. Well, I've never done this before, actually, come in your midst. I've actually never done it in a congregation either, so I was chicken. I have 3x5 cards just to make sure I don't forget everything. The point being, following Luther, that our greatest vulnerabilities are our strengths, not our weaknesses. That where we're going to get tripped is when we most don't understand, because it is our strength that will come up and bite us in sin. So, on the basis of the text this morning, what do you suppose I will suggest our corporate vulnerability is? Our heads, our wisdom, our intellectualism. After a couple of years being here, some of you have heard this story before, my wife said to me, Bruce, you're getting to be a problem at our parties. You're talking too much and pretending that you know more than I think you really know. Does the seminary have any influence on this? Well, yeah. Have you ever thought it's what it's like to be a prof and have people actually look like they're paying attention to you? After a while, your wisdom and head will become your vulnerability, because you will think that you trust it more than Christ. How much you know what you think about when you begin to talk about stuff that you really don't know anything about, because after all, you are a faculty person or a student trained or a new MDiv or whatever. What wisdom emerges as a trust in oneself and a violation, of course, of the first commandment. So, my wife invented a signal to me at parties, so you know, so that if you're in our house, watch for some strange move from my wife, who will say, essentially, Bruce, shut up, you're talking too much. In the body of Christ, seems to me, the way that we balance our vulnerabilities is that we listen to others. Our head becomes balanced by those whose gift is of the heart. Our mouths are balanced by those whose gift is the ear. We have an opportunity in the body of Christ to use all gifts to help ensure that our strengths, the strength of the educational institution, does not become the vulnerability by which we disobey the first commandment and put more trust in our heads and our perceived wisdom and our understanding than we put in the Christ, who is God's wisdom for us. Amen.